This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of course, can take control of the airwaves if you wish. That's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight on this live Saturday edition of the show, it's me, Ian.
And DJ the Spy.
Of course, as I say, you can bring up anything. We've got a Skype username. That is one way to that you can connect with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. So today I finally saw this much ballyhooed mattress commercial, the Miracle mattress commercial, which maybe you've heard about. They apparently upset a lot of people by not taking the 9/11 attacks seriously. They were poking fun, you know, maybe they figured that 15 years was long enough. You know, 'cause yeah. There's always the question after some sort of tragedy strikes.
Yeah.
How long is, or how short is too short of a time to start cracking jokes about it?
Well, I would say, I don't know, probably 40 years, because at the Missouri University of Science and Technology, where I got my undergraduate degrees in engineering, the thing that I noticed, they had Pearl Harbor Day. So my grandfather would come for Christmas, and he said, "What are all these goddamn, gosh darn Japanese flags doing up?" He didn't say that, because he was a World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. He served on the USS Sangamon. And so they were trying to kill him. You know, they would come out with grenades and crash. So I understood why, but he said, you know, it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, go to my grandfather, we have changed our ways. And so.
Sure, but why did you say 40 years?
So apparently, it's a long story tradition, but this group of college kids decided we're just going to barricade ourselves onto 4 North of Thomas Jefferson Res Hall and get plastered drunk, and there's no way the police can get to us. So they hold up like all week there, and it was like a protest. And so every year they have Pearl Harbor Day. It's like this officially open secret where people get really trashed. Engineers, we love to drink. We have St. Patty's Day. And,
well, college students love to drink.
Well, not like Rolla. I would put Rolla because we have St. Patty's Day. We'll paint the streets green. And,
Oh, come on. People drink all over the place. I'm sure Rolla, Missouri is no different from anywhere else.
Well,
I mean, people in the United States.
I've seen a lot of engineering St. Patty's Day parades, and, you know, so ours is pretty pretty amazing. Of course, now it's my alum, so I have to have pride for my school.
What you're saying is, though, is that these folks who are celebrating, there were some people who were upset about them celebrating, like that they were not taking
the people who didn't want to have any
the
fun.
Anniversary, I mean, seriously.
For me, I mean... that you would have the freshmen out there, the freshman pledgies for the frats, and so they'd be like, "What makes the blast? What do we love? St. Pat's. What do we hate? Snakes. What makes the grass grow green? Blood, blood, blood." And they would have snakes out there, rubber snakes, mm-hmm. and they'd be beating with their cudgels to celebrate St. Patrick, the patron saint of engineering. And
well, I don't think anybody would be upset about.
Well, I was upset
that.
Because they were destroying the lawn. And so the whole thing is this: the every year we had to spend several hundred thousand dollars on landscaping for St. Pat's because we tear up the whole university lawn.
Who would have to spend several hundred thousand?
The students.
University?
This was a sanctioned event. We get the whole week off. Mm-hmm. We don't get a day off. We get the whole week off for St. Pat's.
And so the students directly had to pay for it, or the school
Well, the state of Missouri and whoever else. But I mean, I've went once and got really intoxicated and fell and split my lip open. I said I had a good old time. And I just said that was the last time I've been intoxicated.
But back to the question of whether or not people are offended. Did you experience some people being offended by
it? Well, a lot of people who are my mom's age, they were offended by this. And I said, "Well, Mom, it's just a bunch of 20-year-old frat dudes who are wanting to come. It's just they have a celebration each year, and they put up the rising sun all over 4 North. You'll just be out there." And so I said, "Yeah, I could imagine coming there for freshman orientation day and you see this weird row of Japanese battle flags and you're kind of going, what's up with that group over there? I want to be part of that group." And this one floor, they're very much like a fraternity in the Res Hall. So there's always like these weird dramas going on between Res Hall life and frat life.
President's Hall.
Yeah, and it's just like it's an artificial type of war or competition. So the answer to your question, what prompted this whole, you know, story you said, how long is it to wait? And I said, well, after Pearl Harbor, that was a pretty anger event. That was people were pretty mad about that. 40 years later, they're saying, yeah, let's get drunk and, you know, put up the enemy's battle flag. So I said, any day now, I'm waiting to have, you know, some synagogue put up a bunch of swastika flags and be like, yep, we're, you know, just make fun of the Nazis. I think it would be delightful to finally make fun of your enemy. To where it's just, but it doesn't happen nearly enough, in my opinion.
So, what happened here, TJ, I don't know if you've seen this commercial yet, is Miracle Mattress, which is a San Antonio, Texas mattress store, put out this television commercial that is about 20 seconds long, and I do have the audio from it here, so I'm just going to play it, and you can't see it happening. You're sitting
that's
on the other side of the desk, but most of our listeners also can't see it, so that's fair.
That's fine.
So, I'm going to play the audio. It's not the best audio, but here it is.
Remember 9/11? Then with the Twin Tower sale. Right now you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress.
Twin price.
Queen mattress.
Twin price.
King mattress.
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Okay, so what she did there.
Oh, we'll never forget.
All right, so what she did there was she splayed her arms out wide. And she hits the two gentlemen behind her, her co-salesmen, and they fall into two towers of mattresses that are standing behind them, causing the
now,
towers.
No, I think that's delightfully amusing.
I think it was cute.
I think it's funny, but I could see how a lot of people are, I'm mad. And those people, instead of turning the channel or just ignoring the ad, they say, no, let's file a complaint with the FCC.
I don't think that the FCC was alerted to this.
We're making progress in America.
I don't think the FCC would have any jurisdiction over the content of a commercial like this. I don't think the FCC generally even pays any attention to commercial content unless it's saying the F word or something like that, and then that would... You know, that would send people to let the FCC know they might start investigating. But what did happen, according to FoxNews.com, is that the folks behind the company, Miracle Mattress, started getting death threats on the Internet over this. And they have now shuttered the store indefinitely after all of the angry people started to come out of the woodwork about this. Mike Bonanno, the owner of Miracle Mattress, said, quote, "We'll be silent through the 9/11 anniversary to avoid any further distractions from a day of recognition and remembrance for the victims and their families," he said. Employees of the store had received several death threats after the 22nd ad was released. The offending ad, and then they describe what happens in there. Charisse Bonanno was the female in the ad. She told San Antonio's NBC affiliate that the ad was a mistake. She said, quote, "We are not hate. We are love. We are somebody that stands out. We're Miracle Mattress. We make miracles happen. For our lives to be in danger, that's not what we ever wanted." Unquote. Mike Bonanno claimed the video was made without his knowledge. He told San Antonio's station WOAI that they would donate 30% of its sales over the weekend to the 9/11 Foundation before deciding to indefinitely shutter the store.
That's what I like to see. That's how you know they're truly sorry. They're willing to put their money where their mouth is and say, we're sorry, we're offended our customers. They're groveling. And we need to see more of this out of the government, because how many times does the government make a mistake? Do you ever see them like, we are so sorry that we messed this one up and somebody died? Because of no. It's always like mistakes were made, and we're going to have a 3-panel blue ribbon commission investigate it, and they'll release a report saying that there were all kinds of mistakes, and nobody's going to get fired, nobody's going to get demoted or lose their job or get fined or be suspended. Remember when Charlie Rangel went on? And he's like, they're going to censure him. Well, is he going to go to jail? No. Is he going to pay any money? No. We're going to put a letter that said you've been a very naughty boy, and this is the strongest form of punishment Congress can issue. I'm just thinking, what if Charlie Rangel just comes in and kills somebody? Is there any kind of punishment you can inflict on him? Because the law says you can't arrest somebody.
Well, state representatives and congresspeople and those people have special privileges. But anyway, back to the story.
Okay, I was just kind of going off on a rant there.
Right, so let's stick on the topic here,
yes,
which is about people being upset over this video that has come out. The owner of the store said, quote, "Our intentions were to not hurt anyone at all. Our staff is full of military, and some relatives have passed away due to 9/11. We're promoters of peace and love. We've given abundantly to our community here in San Antonio and wish to remain known as a company who respects and loves others. We hope you find it in your hearts to forgive us Please accept our apology.
However, that's a very nice one.
Their apology was not well received. Some of the Facebook users had some nasty things to say. Death threats were issued. Now the store is closed. You know, is it too soon to be making jokes about 9/11? Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. I say no, it's definitely not too soon. Make a joke whenever you darn well feel like it. You shouldn't be afraid to make a joke about something that's happened in life. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. at the live Saturday edition of the program. Is it too soon to be making 9/11 jokes? And, well, if you think it's too soon, then is there a point at which it'll be okay? Are you upset by this offensive commercial that many people found offensive? I found it kind of cute and funny. TJ, you thought it was
funny. I thought it was cute.
Funny.
I mean, as a mathematician, the problem is I'm just not very, like, 9/11 does not register on my fear radar at all, because if you just take 3,000 people that were killed in the United States and you divide it by 300 million Americans, it's like 1 in 100,000 risk of death in 10 years.
Well, a lot more people certainly die in their cars every single year here in the United States. But if you had somebody die, let's say a loved one of yours was actually in one of the towers and they perished on that day,
then it would be different.
I probably would feel
differently, but that's an emotional decision, not one based in mathematics or logic. That's just
People don't make their decisions based on logic for the most part. They make their decisions based on emotions.
I've noticed a lot of people make decisions for things called emotions, and they're very perplexing to me. I'm just going, wow, that's totally illogical, dude. Why are you doing that?
I'm in love.
So you'd ask the question, and it was actually during the break, and I thought it was a good question of, to people who are upset by this, and we'll play the audio again a little bit later, but to people who are upset by the Miracle Mattress commercial, why?
Yeah, why?
What is it about it? Why is it that it upsets you? You can answer that. You can also bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Will. He's in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will. Hello? We have Will in Seattle. Will going once. Will going twice. We may have some.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we have you now. Go ahead, Will.
Okay. So about this this joke that the mattress company made, my personal feelings, I think it's wrong to joke about the death of really, you know, any innocent life. But I can see how people can find comedy in tragedy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever. And it's freedom of speech, freedom of expression. What I'm really concerned with is the amount of people that are so quick to harass somebody else and to, you know, threaten the life of somebody else over a joke, over the death of an innocent. It just seems to be a little bit, what's the word?
Well, I'm not sure what word you're looking for, but
It's just wrong.
It's outrageous. I mean, that somebody would, supposedly in support of the dead, threaten to kill someone else, right? That's kind of the point you're making.
Yeah, exactly. So hypocritical is the
sure.
idea I'm kind of thinking of. You know, it's like you're going to get mad at somebody for making a joke about the death of somebody, but you're going to threaten the life of that person who did nothing more than speak their mind. And to me, the real concern is how many of these people don't value their neighbor's right to free speech. And that's the biggest issue, I think.
Well, okay, so you can still value free speech, but yet disagree with speech that you don't like, right? Like, you could still speak out against free speech. Now, the wrong way to do that is to threaten the life of the person who's speaking. But aside from, I'm sure the death threats were a small minority of the amount of feedback that this company got. It was likely just a lot of angry feedback, people who were upset, who wanted to let the company know, you know, well, I'm never going to buy a mattress there in my life, or, you know, whatever it was that they said to inform them of their upset. And that's also free speech, is to, you know, come back to somebody who said something you don't like and let them know that, you know.
Well, and the market directly responded in the way they felt about the business decisions there. So, I mean, that's kind of what happens when a business makes a guess or takes a chance.
Yep, they took a big chance on this one. In my opinion, it was a mistake. I mean, for a company to do something like this was pretty brazen, and they probably should have seen this coming, that it was going to be offensive to a lot of people who watched it. And generally, if you're in business, you don't want to offend a large chunk of your potential buyers. I mean, in the mattress business, you know, how often does somebody buy a new mattress? Once a decade? Maybe once every 20 years or something like that. It's pretty infrequent that a person will buy a mattress. Technically, they're consumables. They're not going to last forever, but they do last for a long time. Many good mattresses come with a 10-year plus warranty. So it's not like, you know, these people are going to keep coming back in. And if you all of a sudden just shut out a good chunk of potential mattress buyers, your store is likely going to go under. So, I mean, from a business perspective, this was a mistake. But as far as, like, if somebody were to just make this parody and put it online, I would think that would have been pretty funny.
Well, I would say this.
Exactly.
I mean, it's funny because we throw around free speech, and this is not actually free speech in the legal sense of the term. So if the government were to say, this isn't funny, you're under arrest for making a joke about 9/11, we're going to seize your store and throw you in jail.
That would be really disturbing.
That would be an impingement on free speech.
Correct.
But free speech doesn't mean I can say whatever I want and you can't be mad at me. So if I insult you to your face, sure, you can't punch me. The law says you can't punch me. But at the same time, there is this street-level justice that goes on where it's like, well, dude, what do you expect? You were both drunk. You insulted his girlfriend, and he hauled off and decked you. I think it's all even. We all worked out the bad vibes, and let's move on. And the police or something, it's funny, you'll have the situations where the government gets involved, and everybody's saying, look, I consider the matter settled. I punched him. He and so we got it worked out. And the government saying, nope, you just had a totally misconduct. You beat each other. I'm like, Your Honor, my client was drunk. The other guy was drunk. They both consented to fighting. That's how they wanted to resolve their conflict.
Well, in some places, consensual combat is actually illegal,
yeah.
And I believe
that's why I love Ultimate Fighting
Championship.
Actually,
isn't that Washington State, Will, where you live? Isn't it legal to actually, like, in the streets, throw down with somebody if it's consensual on both sides?
Yeah, not
force. From what I understand, I actually have a buddy who got into a fist fight just a couple weeks ago with some kids at a skate park, and the kids just decided, no, we're not going to press charges, and they let him go. So it's really like nothing came of it.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mutual combat is what it is called, according to FightState.com. Mutual combat law in Washington lets two people have a consensual street fight. Oh, if the cop's referee... Now, I've seen video of this.
Yeah. Imagine making that 911 call. Officer, yeah, dispatch, we need a SWAT unit down here to referee a fist fight.
Well, I've actually seen video of this happening, which is how I know that it's true.
God bless America.
There was a video.
Sometimes I have hope.
It was Phoenix Jones, who's one of the superheroes. I don't know if you know about this, but there's like a kind of a thing in some cities. Like in Seattle, there's people who dress up in spandex or whatever, and they've got an actual like superhero kind of costume, and they go around and try to stop real criminals. And at one point, somebody wanted to throw down with Phoenix Jones, who's one of the superheroes in Seattle, and the cops were right there, and both sides consented, and the cops just observed the fight, and that was it. Everybody got to go home after that. Nobody was arrested. So I think we need to have more consensual laws like that to allow two adults to do things together that are of consent.
Yeah, and my, of course, you know, when I was in high school, I would always be bullied, so they'd be like, you're going to fight even though you don't want to. And I'm like, well, no, that's wrong, because you're physically stronger than me. You're going to win. I mean, in a mental contest, I'm going to win, but I don't want to fight. I just want to be left alone. And these bullies would insist on smashing my face in a locker. And I said, you know what? I'm so glad being an adult now, because now I just carry a concealed firearm. I never have a problem. They don't bother me. I don't bother them. Life is so much better with a gun.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, which you can legally have in New Hampshire, but in other places, it's a little more difficult. You can take control of the airwaves. Are you upset by the mattress commercial? We'd love to hear why. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here live Saturday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Some operators of a mattress store in San Antonio, Texas, have had their lives threatened over what's just kind of a cute, fun commercial that, all right, it does poke fun at the 9/11 tragedy, which is now 15 years ago as of tomorrow. A lot of people are upset about this. Apparently enough are upset to where the store's apology didn't really work out. They received enough death threats to where they are shutting down indefinitely, so we don't know if the Miracle Mattress Company is going to reopen at any point in San Antonio, Texas. But according to their YouTube channel, they've been posting videos there for about a year, and they put some of their other commercials up. Now, the actual video that we played for you earlier, and we can play the audio again here in a little bit, was recorded off of someone's TV set, which is why it doesn't sound very good. So it was just somebody pointing their camera at the TV set while the commercial played. That's the best version of that I could possibly find. But they've got other commercials that they've made that they put on their YouTube channel, and they all have sort of that same kind of, I guess, high-energy, silly factor that the offensive one did. So here's what their 4th of July sale
edgy.
Was.
I think offensive is sounds. We're going to say it's edgy. It's provocative. Like a lot of people, they use
that's
these,
a good point. Yeah,
these
it was provocative.
Mushy words. I just say, it's obnoxious. I don't like it. But that's how I am. I just say, oh, it seems kind of cute to me. But other people are like, oh, no, it's urban. It's edgy. We have these words that are kind of like what we're really meaning to say.
Mm.
And I just say, yeah. So I said, we need to start doing that. So,
well, right. I didn't find it offensive, so you're right. I guess I shouldn't call it offensive.
Provocative.
Provocative, I think, would be the right word. I don't know how many people thought real hard. It seems like there's a lot of angry people who aren't thinking at all about this.
Oh, aren't they?
But if you're upset, I would like to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones first, and I'll give you another taste of one of their other commercials so you can compare the two. Dave is in New Hampshire, though. Dave, you can also bring up anything. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Well, there's a website that I had not heard of before in Manchester called ManchesterInformation.com. Now, before you go there, I have to warn you that when I tried to go there, I got a malware warning.
Okay.
But what's interesting is what they reported yesterday, or at least they reported it recently, and I saw it on their Facebook page, and that is they're claiming that Manchester PD is going to be hiding all of their scanner traffic, like encrypting all of it.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw the post on Facebook about this. I don't know if it's true or not. People seem to believe the claim. It's not unbelievable that they've gotten some federal grant for some really fancy upgraded system that would allow, you know, would make it very, very difficult for someone, even with the right equipment, to actually decode their transmissions. So there's been some argument over whether or not they're actually going to be truly encrypted, or if they've just gotten a new system that people haven't really learned what system they're using yet. So I would say that at this point, there's still a question mark around this news. But what were your thoughts on it, Dave?
Well, not so much thoughts as more information. They also claimed that they talked to the chief, and the chief said they were concerned about anti-police people monitoring the police or coming out with cameras.
No. First of all, and so, Dave, I'm familiar with APCO 25, which is the digital standard that they're replacing all the analog UHF and VHF radios with.
That's what they use here in Keene, is APCO 25.
Yes.
But it's relatively easy to decode.
They're unencrypted, yes. Unencrypted APCO 25. Now, they have encryption support. And that's what there was a guy named Matt Blaze at the University of Carnegie Mellon, I believe. He actually showed that some of these encrypted radios that the DEA and the FBI were using, they were trackable. So you could tell that the radio's in the area, but you couldn't tell what the agents were saying to each other. And it was just an absolute disaster, because here you have these $2,000 radios, but they were so complicated to program. He would say, yeah, we'd have DEA search team in one getting in position. So you turn the scanner on, and they wouldn't turn the encryption on. But they'd have the switch flipped in the wrong position.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be encrypt and clear, and they'd have their switches on to clear because it was too hard to configure the encryption. I mean, you've used PGP before.
But once you configure it, you'd think it'd be set up, right?
No, because someone would be like, darn it, my radio's not working with the encrypted setting. Let's just all switch to clear so we can talk to each other. And so, you know, the NSA, we did the same thing. We had MACOM triple DES encrypted radios, because obviously if you're the NSA police, you'll say 4I-7 to comm center, breaking the alarm on research and engineering for exiting personnel. Alarm broken, go ahead, and then you can exit the building at night because they have the alarms. Well, you know, I'd take the cars when I was in the motor pool, we'd take the NSA police vehicles in for their oil changes, and you're supposed to zeroize those radios, but they never would. So they would send the NSA police cars out into Jiffy Lube, and if someone wanted to, they could key up the radio and go like 4I-7 to central, breaking the alarm on R&E. And I said, I hope the guy in the alarm center knows that that's not a real comp on duty, because all he's going to see is it's a police radio, and it's...
So what you're saying is the Jiffy Lube person could have done that.
Well, yeah, or I could have done it. I'd be like, Smokey, this is the bandit we have.
Well, so what you're saying is the government's incompetence and laziness is likely going to make any kind of encrypted system moot.
Yeah, the name of the paper is Why Special Agent Johnny Can Encrypt, and it's just one of these things we've seen. Anytime we try to teach people to use encryption.
Is this a publicly available paper?
Yes, so just Google it, Why Special Agent Johnny Can Encrypt.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Before we go on with your calls, though, just since Dave brought up this issue of police scanners, I think that police scanners are absolutely something that every community should have.
Yeah.
There should be the ability to hear what is going on. And further, it should be recorded. People in the community should have their own copy of what goes out over that police channel. and many areas don't have this. Some areas have a scanner feed, but not a recorded feed. Others don't have anything whatsoever. So that, I think, is a really important thing. It's just it's about government transparency, really. Yes. I mean, these people do not deserve privacy.
If you think that the Keene PD are in any way equipped to deal with high-level drug traffickers, they're not, because high-level drug traffickers, they can spend $100,000 on a stingray that will track every GSM cell phone within a mile or two radius. And here's what you do. If you're, as a spy, you're being followed, you want to know if you're being followed? There's a couple of pieces of software record every MAC address on your Wi-Fi card, every IMEI on your GSM cell phone, every FastPass ID if you have one of those EasyPass transponders. Record the license plate. We have LPR cameras now. You can put them on the car. You just drive around randomly, and if you keep seeing the same set of license plates, like if you see the same license plate five or six times and you're going randomly from point to point with no purpose, well, somebody's following you, because the chances that somebody would be seen in Manchester, and then you're in Portsmouth an hour later, and then you're in Brattleboro, and that you just keep seeing these same people that have no reason to be following you, and that's called a surveillance detection route. And that's what every good spy will do. They move into town. They go.
And you think high level drug dealers are aware of those kinds of things? That level
of
technology.
Of course they are. I mean,
you give them a little more credit than even I would. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jim is on the line in Delaware. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and TJ.
And I used to listen to the police radio growing up. We used to have a list of the codes so we know what the cops were talking about.
That's right.
Remember that?
Oh,
anyway, I remember as a child, there used to be a law against threatening someone's life. How come that's not being used anymore?
You're referring to our initial topic about the mattress store that has received multiple death threats. Well, I mean, in theory, it is illegal for that to happen. But, of course, if somebody's hiding behind their computer screen and they are using anonymity software or whatever to send those threats, it's highly unlikely they're going to be caught. Now, how many people send death threats are aware of protecting their privacy? I don't know. Many of them are probably just stupid enough to use their own Facebook account. So it's possible that the police are investigating those.
Although I will tell you, if you're a neo-Nazi and you go down saying, I put out neo-Nazi propaganda and now I'm getting death threats from people, the cops probably are not going to investigate too hard.
Yeah.
But legally, you have every right to say anything obnoxious. And all I can say is,
you don't have a right to threaten somebody's life.
No, but you have a right to be obnoxious. Not
sure.
To threaten somebody's life, but to be obnoxious, sure. And
you can insult the people. You can say, I thought your commercial was terrible and that you're ugly. And
your mama wears combat boots and everything else. But I just say, well, okay, if you got it all out.
Hold that thought, TJ. Jim, thanks for your call. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up what you want. The toll free number is 855-453. Did you see the mattress commercial that is kind of poking fun at 9/11, and were you upset? We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Now, that mattress company in San Antonio, Texas, has closed its doors indefinitely, so we don't know if they're going to come back. They are facing, their employees and their owners are facing death threats from people who, I guess, believe that the way to remember 9/11 is by threatening to kill more innocent life. Very strange. Anyway, it's Ian and TJ in the studio here with you. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get right back into your calls here. But I also want to let you know about another important phone number. This one is a number that will actually allow you to listen to Free Talk Live anytime you want. So obviously we have our live hours. We do the show live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And you can all obviously listen live over at freetalklive.com and through over 170 radio stations around the country on satellite as well. But if you want to listen anytime via your phone, we actually have a listen line, and it's an audio-on-demand listen line. Not only is Free Talk Live available, but close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM, a bunch of great liberty-oriented shows, are also available on that audio-on-demand line. So here's that number. It's 641-793-9660, 641-793-9660. You call up, you can listen to Free Talk Live and all those other shows, but also you can listen to the LRN.FM live feed. And if you feel so inclined, you can, at any point while you're listening, press 0, and then it'll give you a voicemail prompt, and you can leave us a message. That message will be delivered to multiple hosts of the show, and we might just play it on the air. So keep that in mind. The number, 641-793-9660. Punch that in your phone. Now remember, it's a long-distance number, so if you have to pay for long distance, you probably don't want to call it. But if you've got unlimited long distance, like most everybody seems to have these days with cell phone plans, then you're good to go. You can listen as much as you want, and it won't cost you anything. 641-793-9660. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Dana on the line in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hey there.
I don't want to sound like I'm beating up on you guys, but just hear me out.
I'll go right ahead. We'll listen.
I find it rather ironic and hypocritical that you think that they didn't do more to Charlie Rangel or any of our political people who do wrong, and I agree with you. I think he should have been locked up for life, and I mean life, because they know better. Nobody but lawmakers know better, and it is deliberate and with intent and great planning to hide and do illegal things that both sides of the aisles have done for many, many years. So we're on the same page there. But when you say that, then you say that, you know, you can laugh at something like this. Part of the reason why we have problems with our politicians and just in general is because there is no more seriousness, gravity of the situation, like, you know, topic. Nothing, there's no holds barred on anything. I don't understand what is funny about me standing in a building and deciding, am I going to burn to death, burn alive, or jump to my death, not be able to say goodbye to my family and friends. Even if people weren't in buildings or in those planes, I wouldn't understand why would it be funny to see destruction, just the building fall because maybe the architects miscalculated the, load, you know, bearing on the structure.
I don't think anybody.
Well, I can tell you why. I can tell you why I find
it
funny.
One more thing before you guys answer.
Okay.
I don't think that I want to buy a mattress from people who are stupid. And the reason why I call them stupid is because in San Antonio, there is at least 7 military bases. What a dumb place to air a local commercial. Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, go ahead, TJ, with your response to her.
Well, I find it funny because, you know, every day I go out, and at any moment someone could just say, I don't like that dude, pull out a gun and shoot me. And I didn't do a thing wrong to them. They just decided they're having a bad day, and they're going to take me and everybody else they see with them. And there's nothing I can do. I live in a free society where, you know, that's the part of the price of living in a free society, is that somebody could set off a car bomb, and I had nothing to do with it. I'd be walking down the street one day. And that was the thing I realized I was very different. Like, when I started work at the NSA, we had the D.C. sniper shootings like 1 or 2 weeks after I entered on duty. And all my coworkers, they're ducking and diving and weaving. There's a sniper on the loose. And I'm like, well, look, there's a million-something people in this city. So if I'm just walking down the street in D.C. one day and he picks me at random, it's my time to go, and I'm not going to worry about it. But people, I understand, make a big deal about it, and I find it amusing that people worry about things that probably aren't going to kill them. So in the things that you should be worried about and terrified, like cigarettes, alcohol, slipping in your bathtub, deer. Deer are psychotic killers. They kill women and children a lot.
Running out in front of cars.
Out in front of cars, right. And, I mean, we're not afraid of deer. We're not afraid of the car. We're not afraid of the bathtub. The list of things I'm afraid of, terrorism really is not on them. And I just realize a lot of people, it's an emotional thing. They see the towers coming down, and they just feel panicked.
Well, I can understand what Dana was saying, though. Okay,
right,
I was just, I want to throw my response in here, Dana.
Okay.
So I can understand what Dana was saying. Like, you know, this isn't funny, the choice of burning alive or jumping out of a building. These aren't funny things while they're happening to those people, no
and
doubt
they're not
about
funny
it.
To her. To me, it's funny because I just look at it through a different lens. I look at it through the lens of mathematics.
But you said that you made the, and I don't get the correlation, even from a mathematic or a logical train of thought. You made the correlation, well, people die from cancer, people die from car accidents,
mm-hmm.
you know, so many people die every day in this country, blah, 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 blah.
And there are jokes about all of those things.
I'm sure I can type in
cancer jokes right now and, you know, get some pretty offensive jokes.
The difference is we were attacked, and if
I was not attacked.
I'm in this country, I'm an American. We were attacked. Our way of life was attacked.
You feel attacked.
If you were attacked in some way, it's because the government has destroyed your way of life. The terrorists didn't do anything to destroy your way of life.
Okay, let me explain to you how women communicate. She has said to you, Ian, I felt attacked, and that is true. You can't say,
well, no, she said we were attacked, which is different. I wasn't attacked.
You're doing it from a man's perspective. Like, well, that's, I don't feel the same way. You should feel the way I feel. And I'm like, well.
No, I didn't say anything about how she should feel. She can feel however it is she wants to feel, but it's not true that we were attacked. I was in Florida in my bed when this happened. I was definitely not attacked.
Yeah.
If somebody that I had loved had died, that would be absolutely tragic. But I don't think – I would like to think that wouldn't have ruined my sense of humor. And ultimately, what we're talking about here is dark humor. That's what we're talking about. And there's dark humor about a lot of topics.
I appreciate that. Like the movie Fargo, that was a black comedy.
Oh, very much, yes.
I totally understand that. But what I'm saying is, if everything is funny, then nothing is taken serious. If nothing is taken serious, then we get the government that we have.
Thank you, Dana, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, okay, not everybody is going to start cracking jokes instantly after the 9/11 incident occurs, after the towers fall.
But somebody will.
TJ, I mean,
probably me, and then everybody was mad, and then
it was probably within 24 hours when the first 9/11 joke started coming out. It was probably relatively close after the, you know, the last tower fell that people started cracking jokes, because for some people that's how they process these kind of incidents.
Oh, yeah.
Is they try to find some sort of kernel of humor in them to try to not go insane with how serious they could be taking them. So
that's,
if you want to share your thoughts with us here, we're available. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Dave. He's in San Francisco listening online. Hello, Dave.
Oh, howdy. You know, I was just kind of frantically trying to find a video I saw, and I was going to ask your guest if he was familiar with this concept. I haven't found the exact title of it handy, although it's similar to one that's called 9/11, JFK to 9/11, It's All a Rich Man's Game. But there's another more extensive video that describes how 10 years before 9/11, the CIA put together a fake bond issue. There really was money, but it was not an authorized bond issue worth almost $250 billion. This video, I've seen it on YouTube, and if I remember right, Black Eagle Trust is a part of the convolution of it. And essentially, the CIA was trying to buy up all of the assets of the former Soviet Union. The Soviet Union had fallen apart about a year before 1991. And so the CIA was going around what was now Russia and buying up all of the farm.
All right, you're going to have to hold that thought here. We'll continue and find out what you're driving at in hour number two of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.